my journey, my mistake.
That's all right. Thank you, doctor, for all you do. I have a couple of questions quick. One, I have hemochromatosis, and can I take niacinamide with that?
Well, yeah, but you're donating blood regularly, aren't you? Or at least having a therapeutic phlebotomy if you've got hemochromatosis?
Well, yeah, but actually, you know, and that's another thing I wanted to tell you that, or tell your listeners or whatever, but I researched and found out that turmeric 500 milligrams and vitamin E, I would take it once a day, and my levels went down to the point I was iron deficient. I mean, it's just been like a miracle. But personally, I've always been a blood donor my whole life because I, you know, believe in it. I think it's a good thing to do. But I also believe that this is just my personal belief that it's kind of a like an oil change for your body. And okay. So I am letting them. I've gotten off of it now for a few months, you know, just and they're rising again. My levels are rising again because I want to do that once a year at least, you know, and that's just personally for me. And I would go instead of taking it maybe in the beginning, like my sister's got hemochromatosis really bad, a lot worse than mine. Now, to get it down originally, I took, you know, one pill of each a night for probably, I can't remember. It took a few months to take effect, but then it went down. Like I said, I was anemic. And so she'll start that. But when I go back on it, which I will, as soon as I have another, you know, once it gets to the point where I blood draw, because I haven't donated for a year now. Oh, and okay. And once it does that, then I'll go on maybe once every other day, something like that, and see how it goes. I get my blood tested about every 3 months, 2-3 months. So,
right.
Yeah, no, it's been like a miracle. It's, you know, and naturally. So, but I was wondering about niacinamide. You talk so much, you know, obviously I've got aches and pains. But something about when I was reading about it, I was hoping it didn't interfere with the iron.
No, niacinamide is not at all known to interfere with iron, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So what do you suggest for just an ache? You know, my arm, it's got arthritis in it and stuff. What do you suggest?
Okay, just a quick question. Any type 2 diabetes in your family?
No, but I wanted to ask you one question about a diabetic friend.
Okay, well, let's get back to your question then. Your body will give you a signal if you're using too much niacinamide. What happens is a low-grade nausea that wasn't there before and nothing else caused it, and the only change has been using niacinamide, and if that happens, oops, that's your liver saying, this is too much for me, you better back off. And you back off to where it doesn't give you nausea. Now, most people, this is not 100%, but it's close, really. Most people can use up to 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day without getting that low-grade nausea. About 1-2% get low-grade nausea, and they got to back off to twice a day or just once a day. But most of the time, when they're backing off, it's twice a day.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Because, you know, I kind of have a iffy stomach, so I'll check that out. Because I was on it for a while. I don't know if it was that high of a dose. And then I started reading because, obviously, the hemochromatosis. But the other thing, bless your heart, thank you. But I have a friend with diabetes. And you always talk about bilberry. How do you spell that?
B-I-L and then berry.
B-E-R-R-Y?
Yeah, that's it. Bilberry.
Okay, and how much did you say a day?
Okay, I'm going to have to look that one up. I just go to Tahoma Dispensary website because I remember it's the one there, and whatever milligrams are in there is 2 of them a day.
Oh, okay. Okay, 2 times a day. Okay, because he has trouble regulating his, diabetes, and I keep telling him, about that you talk about it, and I was looking at it at the store, and
okay,
I thought
we're gonna
saw something called BIL. Well,
you
thank you.